Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. Well, your host is none other than Pastor Overseer Sadie Elliott. Glad you have stopped by the show today. We have another exciting topic we're going to talk about today. Hallelujah. And before we start, let's have a few words of prayer. Gracious Father, we come this morning in the most humblest way we know how. We come to give you praise and to give you glory. We come to say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for health and strength and activity of our limbs. We come just to say thank you, Lord. We didn't come begging or pleading. We come to give you the praise this morning, to give you the glory, because we realize it's all about you. It's not about us. And we want to say thank you. Thank you for the broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father. I ask you to go before me, dear Heavenly Father, as I speak a word from the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. I give you the praise and I give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today, our topic is on restoration, no longer lost. Coming from Joel, the second chapter and the 25th verse. And that verse says, "And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you." Today we are talking about no longer lost. And I put restoration because we know God can restore everything that have been taken away if he so desire. You know, we cannot change the past. But in Christ, God restored to us what would have been had we not allowed sin to enter into our life. When you think about that sin, when sin comes into your life, and you go back and repent to God, as I go on with this topic, God can restore your lost years. Money can be replaced. Property can be restored. Broke down cars can be replaced, stripped. Painting, old houses, new houses, relationships can be restored. But one thing that can never be restored is time. Time flies, and it does not return. Years pass, and we never get them back. Just think about that. I thought last night and this morning, we at the end, the last week in June. June 2019 just came in. And here we at the 26th of June already. That lets you know that time can never be restored no matter what you're doing. Time flies. And we always say that cliche, well, where did the time go? It does not return. Years pass, and we never get them back. You think about different things in your life 15 or 20 years ago. Those years are not coming back. But yet God promised the impossible. He said, "I will restore the years that the locusts have eaten." You'll find that in Joel chapter 2, verse 25, and you'll find it as you read throughout that chapter. You know, the immediate meaning of this promise is clear. God's people had suffered the complex destruction of their entire harvest through swarms of locusts that marched like an ant, an army through the field, destroying the crops, multiplying their numbers as they went. Even as you read the word, it says four consecutive years the harvest was completely wiped out. God's people was brought to their knees in more ways than one. But the Lord became jealous of his land and had pity on his people. God said, "Behold, I am sending to you grains, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied." You find that in Joel 2, 18 and 19. And I can go up and read it in case you don't have your Bible. "Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, Behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you reproach among the heathen. We're talking about our tag words today. We're using this lost, restored, in years. And you know, you figure when you lost something, you're never going to find it again. But how coincidentally is, when you lose something, you'll say, well, I misplaced it. You may find it. Here God will restore the years that the canker worm have come in, the locust, the palmer worm, caterpillars, and destroy not only your crop, your peace of mind, your spirit. God can restore that if you want it to be restored. What you need to do is repent. Go to God and be restored. You know, even in the word, in the coming years, in verse 24 through 26, it says, in the coming years, God said the fields would yield an abundance that would make up for what had been lost. The threshing shall be full of grains. The vat shall overflow with wine and oil. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. I don't know, when things came upon me, I kept trying to figure, well, what's going on? Well, what's happening? But God had also put this promise in the Bible for us today. I'm going to tell you some of the things that you can lose in your life. Lost years of our life. What do lost years mean? Look at us for example. Lost year could be the locust years, or years that you can't get back, and they come in many variety. Lost years are fruitless years. A lot of hard work was done in the years the locusts had eaten. After everything was destroyed, the people must have thought, all this work, and what do I have to show for it? A lot of you have been on jobs 20 and 30 years. And some of you all are saying, what do I have to show? For all these years I've been on this job, what do I have? And then you have lost years or painful years. I'm thinking of those who have lost a loved one. You had planned for the future, but now you fear the coming years may be empty. I'm thinking also of those who live with illness in the body or the mind. You assume that you would always be able to do what you used to do. You heard me say used to do. You have to find a way to live with the disappointment that you cannot. It came upon a time when I was no longer working, retired. And I had to think about those painful years I was working. On my feet, on my legs, on concrete. A lot of you can attest to that today. Some of you that have never worked in your life, you may not have experienced a lot of things that people in the working force have done. A lot of things that you wanted to accomplish that you didn't get accomplished, and you say, my lost year. You may have wanted to go back to school and get your degree. You think about those lost years that you lost that you didn't go back to get a degree. But God has something else better in store. Don't look at the lost years. Look at God have a brighter future for you. Then some of you had lost years of selfish years. Here, you know, you had made a commitment to Christ, but it didn't run deep like you thought it would. One day, you know, God get hold of you. When you think about it, you're saying to yourself, what in the world have I been doing? There's no substance in my life. I really wanted it to count for Christ. I wanted to live in the power of the Spirit. I want to make a difference in the world. But the locusts have eaten half my life. I've wasted my years on myself. Think about that, some of you all. Lost years are loveless years. A division came to a family, alienating loved ones. Children grew up, and those years cannot be recovered. When you look at your children today, those that have children, and you think about when they were little, what all you went through, what you were doing,
Then finally one day you saw them. They had grown up. There was no more your little girl and your little boy. They were your young men, young women. And you think about all the things you went through to get them to where they are today. You see a couple who are really in love, and you say, I wish I could love like that. Or you have not yet met the person you would like to meet. It feels like the years are moving on. You can never get them back. The locusts have eaten them. You know, we're talking about locusts. Hallelujah. We have somebody that want to say something this morning on our broadcast. I'm fixing to bring them in. Good morning, caller. You are now on the air. Would you like to say something? You're on the air. Well, we give God the praise this morning because we have a caller. They'll probably say something in a little while. Hallelujah. But you're on the air. Anytime you get ready to say something, caller, just let me know because I see you hit one on your keypad. You know, we have lost years or rebellious years. Perhaps you grew up with many blessings, but in your heart, you wanted to rebel. You didn't fully understand the urge, but you gave yourself to it. Instead of bringing your pleasure, rebellious brought your pain. Now you look back on those years with regret, the years that the locusts have eaten. My, 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 my. When you think about restoring, only God can restore the years that we have lost. And, Carla, you are on the air if you would like to say anything. Hallelujah. You're on the air, Carla. You want to say something? Hallelujah. Because I got one on your keypad, and I see you came in. Praise the Lord. We have lost years, misdirected years. The path you choose in your career or college was a dead end. A lot of you all didn't finish your career you wanted. A lot of you all had to drop out of college. You just didn't fit. Often in your mind and sometimes in your conversation, you said, how did I end up here? If only, it was a if only or a but. If only I had made that move when I was supposed to. If only I had taken that opportunity. If only I had chosen a different path. But the moment had passed, it's gone. You can't go back to it. You're left with locust years. And I know a lot of us have been through that in our lifetime, where we wanted to go back to school or we wanted a different career. But we feel now, those are lost years. What can we do to restore those years? Or where can we go now to improve where God have us at? We can go back and read what the Word say and ask God. Anything that we may have did in our life, we can repent and bring it into God to open our minds. Give us what He wants us to have. You know, at that time when we was going through that, it may not have been for us to finish college at that time. It's not that it was wrong. So many things come up in our life in the course of a day. But first of all, did you go to God and ask God, what would He have you to do? Or did we go to Him begging and telling we wanted to do this? And you had asked Him for so long, He let you went on. But then when you didn't complete it, you figure it's God's fault. No. Was that what He sent you to do from Jump Street, or is that what you had a desire to do? All this time, I've been doing things. I'm not going to say they're contrary to God's will, but some of the main things He wanted me to do, I didn't feel that was for me. I didn't try not to do what He wanted to do. The calling on my life is different things He have given me to do. But one of the main things I didn't realize, I thought it was for somebody else and not me. I find myself at an older age not doing exactly what He wanted me to do up 10 years ago. I couldn't bring back those years that I should have been doing what I'm doing now. So what I'm doing, I'm at accelerating speed. There's no way I can catch up them years I lost. But I'm trying to. I went back and repented because I wasn't understanding exactly at that time what he was saying. So he's restoring. He's giving me restoration now in my later years because I'm still doing it. I'm still have the heart, but at the magnitude I should have been doing it. You know, when you think about the palm of wood, the canker worm, and the caterpillar, you know, the devouring of these insects was a picture of the effect of sin. Slowly eating away at your life until nothing's left. Gradually destruction. You know, the years spent in sin are wasted years. Only one life, 'twas so be passed, only what's done for Christ will last. You know, as we must each give an account of ourselves before God, should you have to do so today, what do you have to show for your life? It's a lot of people. I talked with a young man yesterday, married 15, going on 16 years, and he said he tried to do everything with his wife. What in 15 years do I have to show that I have progressed in 15 years? I don't have anything to show other than the years that have passed and gone, where the canker worm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar have come in and eaten up everything. You know, God promised to restore. He said, I will restore to you the years. Him, not us, he will restore the years. An honest look at one's life often creates hopelessness and despair. No hope for you. You say, I'll blow it. I've seen lives destroyed by drugs, alcohol, lust. They have spent years of vanity, frustration, wasted. When you look at it, yesterday is gone and gone forever. What happened on yesterday? It's gone, never to return. We know that we hear today that it rained here where we are all day. Some things you may have wanted to accomplish, you didn't even start them on yesterday. So that's gone. Today is a brand new day. You can't recall yesterday back. You got to push forward. But you think about how beautiful it is to see God's work of restoration in your life and my life, to see the clearness, the brightness return to your eyes, to see the spring return to speak, to see purpose and direction for the lives instead of aimless wandering. You don't have to wonder any longer. More than restoration, a continuous fullness and richness to life. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. I even just look at myself in my home, how God have richly blessed me. When you say eat, excuse me, be plentiful, how God will come in where you didn't have anything. I'm going to say I use this, everybody on the bandwagon with money. I remember once upon a time I didn't have but $5 to my name. But I saw how God increased that $5. And he's been increasing that $5 ever since. Because I know what he was saying. I know what he was doing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are giving God the praise this morning. We are giving him the glory. Because it's all about God. It's not about us. And when you think about the restoration and restoring, you know, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. A consciousness of God's presence. And you should know that I am in the midst. You know, what an incentive for a holy walk with God. Today we are talking about restoration. No longer lost. And you can go to Joel 2 and 25 and you can read the whole story of Joel through and through. But I selected this particular verse today. You know how it can dispel all fears. It can empower of his spirit. He said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Give me power to be and to do. He give you the power to be and to do. He don't want you going around not being restored. You know, God can restore lost years by bringing long-term grains for short-term loss. You know, the effect of these great trials in your life will be that the testing genuineness of your faith may result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. You know, the praise, glory, and honor, it goes to Christ because his power guards you and keep you through the hardest years of your life. Think about years that the locusts have eaten, years that have been taken. I think of something Israel said about our Lord Jesus. He was cut off out of the land of the living. You know, here was the Lord Jesus Christ in the prime of his life. He was 3 years into his ministry at 33 years old. You would think that a man launching a new enterprise at the age of 33 have everything in front of him. But Isaiah say he was cut off. He was cut off because he came under the judgment of God, not for his own sins, because he had none, but for our sins. Our sins, our grief, our sorrows, was laid on him. Our judgment fell on him. Our locusts and our caterpillar, all the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmerwood, they fell all on him, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, the life of God's tender shoot was cut off. Then on the third day, the Son of God rose in the power of eternal life. He offered himself to you and he said what no one else could ever say. I, him alone, will restore the years that the locusts have eaten. When you think about that, he is the only one that can restore the years. No matter what age you are right now, whatever God has and required for you to do, don't you know he alone have it in his power for you to do it? He healed all diseases. He redeemed us from death and crowned us with love and tender mercy. He filled our lives with good things. We all suffer the consequence of our own sins or sin committed against us by others. So today when we think about being restored, the years that we lost, just think about it. God's invitation, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, saved from the power of sin, that grip that it has on your life, saved from the effect of sin, a restoring of damage done during the wasted years, an erasing of the stain, saved to new life sublime, a life of fullness, a life faction, a fellowship, and a life of power. When you think about that, restoration, no longer lost. My. You need Jesus to restore whatever have went away from you, God, today can restore it. Trust in our Heavenly Father to restore what the cankerworm, the palmer worm, and the caterpillar that have come in your life. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Sorry for that interruption, but we give God the praise this morning. We give him the glory because he is worthy to be praised this morning. He is worthy. So that's the ending of our broadcast today, restoration, no longer lost. Coming from Joel, the second chapter in the 25th verse, you can read all of it, and it will show you exactly what we talked about today. And until next week, be blessed. Bye-bye.